morning. Mach's mit Teva, gut gebenst Jol. A guten Erev Yom Tif. Okay, special Yashakir to all those who are able to make it today. That's not such an easy day to make the shir. This past week's daf is daf Nun Dalid. The last daf in the fourth parak of Maseches Ksubis. Let's see. We'll start from the last two lines on Gimel Mebeis. Zotik Gimel. Boy Rabbi Lozer, Bas Shnia Yesh Lo Mizoynis and Ein Lo Mizoynis. Right, the Tanak Ksuba is that the bonus get supported with Mizoynis. Is Rabbi Lozer had a Shaila or Bas Shnia. Shni Larayis, he's also to her, is them Mizoynis. Zok Rashi, Bashniya, you see the Rashi over there, at the bottom, Bashniya, Mishinos, Shni, the Veseifrim, person that was over in Isser Drabonon, he married the Shniya, the Amri Rabonon, the Kaman Perak Almona, Shniya, Einlok, Subov, the Mizoynis, she herself, does not have nor ksuba, neither mizaynis. Bita sheyoldoloi bomeis is what's the halacha? Yesh lemizaynis is a kriyashim nechos avayloi. And Mora speaks out that study hashaylu. The more on top, given the less lo ksuba, less lo mizayni. On the one hand, that since there's no ksuba to the shniu that he married, is less lo mizayni. There is no mizaynis grash. He came less laksuba leim, less la mizaynis bas. The tnaik suba who is part of the tnaik suba. If there is no ikar ksuba to the aim, so that would be a reason why other things which are tnaik suba come in conjunction with the ksuba. There is no chiv. The tzad that she should get the mezonis is because this that there is no ksuba is because of the iser which lies by the mother. Ima de avda isura konsur rabbanon. The knas, which is based on the Isser. The reason why there's no ksuba over here is because of the Isser that was done. So that's applicable to the aim. However, the Bas, as she was Layav the Isura, so anything which pertains to her should still be intact. So the Gemara, take Akmar remains as a Shaila. Being that it's a momnistic shayla over here, so the halacha, but there are klalas, and I'm in a momnistic shayla that you have the halacha of a moitzi mechavel of a raya, and therefore she would not be able to moitzi mizoynis from the assignment. More continuous, boy rova. Bas Arusa Yesh lo mizaynis Ein lo mizaynis. Zok Rashi. Rashi explains, what does Bas Arusa refer to? Habo ala rusosa v'yolduloi umeis. Bas Arusosa. Someone was bo al arusosa. V'yolduloi. There was a bas from an arusa. Umeis v'loi bonim is yesh lo mezaynis minichosov hayloi. Does she get mezaynis? Mora speaks after sodom. Kivan the islo ksuba islo. On the one hand, that since there is ksuba tanarusa, so The Tanai Ksuba follow and she'll have. Idim accumulate Kinner Abonne Ksuba ad Shas Nisuin Leslo. Zolta Gemara, however, that since this man of the Ksivas Ksuba is not till the Shas Nisuin, that will be a reason why Leslo. Take, let's see Rashi. Zok Rashi. Idim accumulate Tikr Nabonne and Lemichtav ad Shas Nisuin. Tnaik suba nami mikami hochi loichayil. Now this needs a little bit of explanation over here. What is the suffix in the Gemara? Right? I mean, we're going that the ikik suba there is by an arusa. So if the ikik ding suba an arusa has. So even though this man ksiva is at the time of nesuin, but if the ikar chiyuvim really are here, the ikar chiyuv of ksuba, so what does the Mora mean when the Mora says that tnai ksuba nami mikami hochi l'chayil? And there's the muskel rishon over here, the mashmoyis hadvarim, sounds like that even if the ikar ksuba you have by an arusa, but besides that, the Gemara is mistapik that from the fact that the ksiva is always only in conjunction with the nesuin, so is that an indication that akoponim that the tnai ksuba are nachal till then? And you know, according to that, all tnai ksuba would be like that also. That's what it would seem that, meaning to say like this, that Shaila is that what does this indicate if a Narusa has a ksuba, so why is it that the Shas ksiva is not till later? What's that an indication of?
If she has a ksuba, what's missing from it that the ksiva is later? What does she have in it?
What do you mean with that?
You say she has a ksuva.
When we say ksuva, means to say that the obligation of the mono masayim is regardless. Even if he doesn't write it, that we understand that it's not dependent on the writing of the ksuva.
Oh, so
right?
When we say she has a ksuva, there's no shtar yet.
Right, exactly like you said. Right? There's the shtar, and we're talking about ksuva, we're referring to the obligations, not necessarily referring to what we picture when we say ksuva, picture in our mind this, this piece of paper, right on it, right.
So she does have the obligation is already there from Harris.
Right. So the fact that Ksiva is not till later, is that an indication that there are not all the Chiyuvim are there till that point of time, or that's not. It's not an indication, right? That's just the Shas Ksiva. We saw in the sugis before how it might be relevant. But this Gemara Shaila is it an indication that in the Iker Chiyuvim of Ksuva, the Hainu Tnai Ksuva, that the Takanachal till later?
We had a question before. They weren't sure if he was chayiv in kavura. I mean, it seems like they came out he wasn't chayiv in kavura, the arus. But they first thought he was chayiv in kavura. Is that also talui this? I mean, if you say there's no tanai ksuba, then he doesn't have a chayiv kavura. If there's tanai ksuba, then he has a chayiv kavura, and Rav has the same kasha. Is that a question?
Good shayla. What would you say? What do you say about that?
So a lot of the things haven't kicked in yet that are Tully Zevuzah, right? I mean, the Yerusha, and right, her Maisi Yedeha has all that kicked in. All that kicks in, I think, in the Suvin, no? Right? And aren't these things like paired one with another?
So you're saying that tnaksu, which are dependent on certain things that the Baal gets, that might be a reason why they wouldn't be chal yet, even if we were to say that tnaksu are chal. That's what you want to offer.
That's what bothered me a little with this.
You're saying there may be two different tanai. There's tanai ksuba that's dependent on something the Baal gets, and tanai ksuba that's not dependent on what he gets.
That's what it sounds like you're saying here, yeah.
So Rav's question is only for stuff that isn't talui, and right. Stuff that he gets. Mm-hmm. Kavura was talui and stuff that he gets.
Right.
But,
what was bothering you? How did you ask the question?
The support of the daughter was just... There wasn't anything connected with that? I don't remember.
No, not that I know of. It's not Tach or something else.
Okay, so that
could be a good way of explaining the two different categories. Now, Now, what was the case over here? When did he die? Right, this also might be relevant to that. Right, did he die before Avison?
Before Nisun.
Or not? What?
Before Nisun.
Before Nisun, right? Yeah, I'm sorry.
I guess I assume the question was yes, that he died before. They never wrote Ksuba. Where the question could be, if they wrote a ksuba later, is it work retroactively? But
You saw that the Rishonim talk about this?
No.
Pasarusa?
Yeah. Yeah, what we wanted to know was that when was he mace?
Sounds like he was mace between the time of Erison and Nisun.
Yeah, that would be the mashmois. Okay. Let's see. Zolti Gemara. We're holding right now the two dots on Nun Dal Amud Aleph. Bota Papa, Bas Anusa. Yeah, we're talking right now of Bas Anusa. Bas Anusa Yesh Lo Mezoinis Ein Lo Mezoinis. What does Bas Anusa refer to? Zokrashi. Onas es hanayro v'noso achri kein. Kidachse v'sili isha. And that's part of the chiyuvim in the parasha, that akoponim mitzad the boyel, and he has to marry her. Right? As long as no one else is opposing. Is onas es hanay v'noso achri kein. Kidachse, that's the policy of the isha. V'yod loy bas. Okay, so this marriage was a result of a maisa oynis. Yesh lo mezoynis min ha'achim oyloi. Does she have mezoynis? Zot Gemara as follows. Aliv da b'yeis rebihudo loy tiboyloch. The Gemara references the machlekes tanoim. we had previously about this, as follows. Abishai Yehuda says, Yesh lo ksuba mona. That, I mean, when he is marrying her at that time, she's a abu'ula, akoponim. So the ksuba won't be more than a ksuba, the ksuba of abu'ula, but he holds that she has a ksuba. Zokrashi yesh l'ksuba minachos of mona, imeis, v'yachadav shekfar nosan kesef knoso l'aviyo. So, if you hold that there is ksuba, so then you'll have the regular tanoi ksuba, will follow along.
Doesn't this answer the other question? That it works retroactively?
Let's see, what are you hearing there?
So this, I mean, the Harshi, the daughter was born from that first beer, right?
It was.
No.
Oh. It was. Right,
so then what does the Bichlau, what's the question? Oh, because, because there's no ksuba afterwards.
Right.
Okay, fine.
So Zogmai is...
Why is Rashi adding Yeshto ksuba v'dechasav?
Okay, that's good. Good question. Any machshavas on that? Good, that's a good dig. Good question. Why is Rashi telling us? Why is Rashi saying it here?
I mean, what's still a possibility? Is there any other?
Oh, if he didn't write... I would think... Well, I'm sorry, I'm
I was
not going
to say, if he didn't write in the ksuba... she has a ksuba. She has a ksuba, so... the case is that... Yesh la ksuba, mana, right? She has a ksuba.
That's according to Rav Yossi.
So if she didn't have a ksuba, then it would come from the chasm. Would that be?
If she didn't have a ksuba?
If she doesn't. If she's I'm talking case, she's a nusa right now.
The question is whether the money that the father was paying for her onus, whether that
covers
instead of the ksuba or not.
Right.
So if according to Chachamim, they only pay the class, there's no mana masayin. There's no money for the two.
So let's see another line, and maybe we could explain the Rashi like that. What's Rabbanon sheet? Yeah, kisi bolach liv Rabbanon da'am yotze kesef knasa b'ksubasa. The basis for the shayla over here is only in the Shittas Rabbanon, that Rabbanon say that she does not get any ksuba. The way that Rabbanon express the Shittas is yotza kesef knasa b'ksubasa.
That's not really the main point. The main point is that he can't divorce her, and they don't need the money for. To prevent him
from that's really the question over. So what is this? What is this? Why are they saying this? Right?
And also the Kesef Knasa doesn't go to her, it goes to her father. And her brothers inherit.
Bichlo, what do the words mean? Shouldn't it be Yatsa Kesef Kiduvasa Bikanasa?
Okay, right. That's also a good question, right? It does seem to be saying somehow or some way that we see the ksuba being paid through the knas. All right, that is some kind of that. It would sound like that. You're asking the question. The wording seems to be a little bit backwards over here. And like Rabbi Yo is asking that, right? And you seem to swing your back on the Flamites, right? That's not really the basic reasoning over here, right? So it's all a good question. What this is, however, whatever this means and how it's being used. But I was thinking that maybe that's what Rashi means over there, right? That. I mean, according to Rabbanan Shita, for some reason we need to view it, seems to be, as the ksuba is being paid. That's what it would seem to be like. How is it being paid? It's being paid through the knas. Right, so that's what Rashi means. Right. Very good. Right, that's what it means. That's what Rashi is stressing over there. Okay. Akoponim, like this. So according to this man, the Omar, that there is no ksuba. So nothing more says is false. So based on this, is that there's room to clear the shaila. Time am I? Zok the Gemara, kivon the less lo ksuba, less lo mezainim. There's no ksuba, so it's not ksuba. Also, there is no idil no ksuba. Time am I? They shloi take hal bein of lo itzia. Vehol lo imotzi mapiklo. Zok the Gemara that over here, the fact that there's no ksuba won't have any bearing on the Tanai ksuba. There's no ksuba over here for a technical reason that since he can't be moitzi her, so the purpose of the ksuba, actually take halbein of laitzia, is not relevant over here. Regardless, he can't be moitzi her. That's what the Rabbanan see it, and therefore there's no chiyuv ksuba. However, the Tanai ksuba are still intact. He says that the reason why there's no ksuba shouldn't affect the Tanai ksuba.
There's a machlokes is whether ksuba is deraisa or ksuba is drabanan, but that's only by the ksuba.
Right.
But here she's a bula anyway, so it's for sure drabanan.
It seems like
we're only concerned about why did the Chachamim make the ksuba is shalom take out and avasiyah. We're only concerned about the drabanan.
So the truth is, I think that Taisus back on Lama Tess, talks about this Shaila. Right? Taisus discusses that it's possible that she's still a Basula. Shlokidarakam, right? So that Taisus Taka talks about that Shaila back on Lama Tess over there. Mm-hmm.
So it might be
the Raisa? So that's what Taisus, he sets up the question, right? That, you know, according to that. Right.
No, but Rav Yosef Yehuda says that the maximum should get is Yesha Ksuba Mana. A girl who was
The deraisa, also the amount is deraisa or not?
Actually, yes, because it says kamara basulos, and that's the amount you pay a basula for that's how much a ksuba is, and that's 50 shekel, which is 200 zuz. It's the same thing as a shekel is 4 zuz. A shekel is a dinar is 4 zuz.
So then, if you say it's deraisa, it has to be masayim, right?
Deraisa is masayim.
Right, but if you're saying Shaloka Darka is still the Raisa, then it would still have to be Messiah.
That's what I'm asking. That's what I just asked Rabbi Weinstein.
Okay, right. And over here, it seems to be that we're talking about
which Tosis is that?
Tosis, the Banu Tosis on Lamed Tes. Yeah.
But if it's Shalok and Darko, would Rabbi Yosef Yehuda still say she only gets a mana?
No, I'm agreeing with you. I'm agreeing with you that in the Chum, it would sound like over here at Tosis. Basis of Shal seems to be because he understands that Kaposik Vitoni b'chol inyan ein lo k'suba.
So you found a head of him somewhere she should get a k'suba.
Yeah. Right, that's Tosis's kasha there. It sounds like the Tosis doesn't have an answer to that. That's a good shaila. Okay, so Akoponim. So this is the Gemara which discusses these shailas benegeh to the din mizoynis that Abbas gets la'achar the chiyuv ksuba from the Asmi is Gemara has a number of these shailas that heichal when there is no ksuba still clears the Gemara that maybe just the ksuba, the ikar haksuba, the money is akopon that goes to her, you don't have, but it shouldn't affect mezonis habas.
Mezonis habas would be like a tonight bezin, that bezin would be mechayev it, even though we call it a tonight ksuba, but it's even if it's not written in the ksuba, bezin is mechayev it anyway.
Right. It sounds like it's still taka a tnai ksuba, and that's why you'd have the chiv even if it wasn't written. The question more just is it contingent on the ikar ksuba itself? What do you say?
Well, I guess I have a question. By Anusa, are they suggesting that you can have tnai ksuba without the ikar ksuba, or in general? And it's not talui, you know, you don't need tnai ksuba for, you don't need ksuba for tnai ksuba? Or was this a special gzeira for Anusa, even though there wasn't an ikar ksuba, but they were misakin tnai ksuba? It's not some mistava they would
say. Somewhere the Rishonim say a lashon that the tuffel of the tnai ksuba can't be more strong than the ikar ksuba itself. There's a lashon like that. I saw it in a Tosha somewhere, but it's not clear to me. But that the tonight ksuba is only a tuffle,
right,
in comparison to the Manu Masayim, which is the ikar ksuba. So the tuffle can't be stronger than the ikar.
So that idea, right? I think is Muskum. I think the question is how does it play out, right? I mean, we had before. When you get a certain dinim in the ksuvas bin dichrin, the Gemara says such a thing like that, that it has certain kulus or weaknesses that the ksuba has for that reason. But, so this idea definitely is there, and I think the shaila really is how does it play out? Right? Like in our shailas over here. Is that would that therefore say that it wouldn't exist without the ksuba, or it just means that it was fashioned similar to that of ksuba and it has the weaknesses of a ksuba, but it wouldn't be a reason to say necessarily that if there is no ksuba, then it wouldn't be like ksuba either. Okay, Limazan, let's see. Zot Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to discuss another one. Of the Tanaik Suba, Atayasa Bevesi. Right, this is Tanakh Suba Benegeya too. And when if he were to die, so the Almana is Yaspa Bebesi, Kol Mega Almanusach Bebesi. So Gemara Tanah Abiyasi, Rabbi Yosef Bebesi Vlei Bebiksi. Avol Mizayni Isla Bebesi. What the Ksuba is the Nusach of the Tanakh Suba. Is Bebesi. Bebesi v'loi Bebiksi. Zok Rashi.
The English says, like you were emphasizing a minute ago,
yeah,
that the diuk of Bebesi v'loi Bebiksi is because it says the word Bebesi twice.
Well, yeah, they'll say that's a Rashi, I believe. Yeah. So, Krashi, Bevesila Beviksi, Im Yeshloi Bayis, if the husband who died has a Bayis, Kaifnes Ayoshim, Losis Lom Mother Lefik Foida. They have to give her a dwelling, spot in that house, Lefik Foida. Ven Yechoim Lomar Lo Lechi Lebeis Avich, go live by your father. Vonuza Nais Lesham, and fine, we'll support you, but there. Avol ein le bayis ela biksa ba'alma. But let's say he didn't have a bayis, only a biksa ba'alma. What's that? Zakrashi tsrif tsor, a small tent, the cotton. Poshen biksa is bi axel. Akopon, if he didn't have a regular dwelling place, yechon leimar lechime atzlenu. That Yasav Bevesi Ksik Kos Avloch V'loi Bebiksi. Even though apparently that's what she was doing till now. Right? But that's not Bechlau Besi, and therefore that's not that the chiev of to supply a place for her to live. Does not apply.
Is it less than Dalai Amos than Dalai Amos? Because the Gemara elsewhere says less than Dalai Amos than Amos is not called a bias for many halachas.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a good question. Good question. Exactly. What are the guidelines? At what point do you graduate from Bixi to Basie? Uh-huh.
The Yerushalmi says that if the guy only has a Bixi, then they can say Bebesi lo Bebiksi, but the Yerushalmi says then the Yerushim have to pay for her rent elsewhere. And the Mepharshim talk about if the Yerushalmi is arguing with the Bavli or for this way that we can say.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now let's see. And Mehemshech HaGemara. So Rabbi Yosef over here, Tanya Rabbi Yosef, Bebesi lo Bebiksi, Aval Mizoini Islam. But that has no bearing on Mizoinus. So even if these are the two things that on the normal circumstances are bechlal the responsibility that she could live in his house and he gives her Mizoinus. So Rabbi Yosef, that they're not dependent on each other, and therefore if there's no yasva bevesi, but Mizoini islo ma bravashi omar feel Mizoini nami leslo. So mezaynis either zokrashi, av mezayni islo bebeis aviha mina chosov. She's not living by him. She's bebeis aviha, but mezaynis there is. That the same have to supply mezayni mina chosov. V'loy aminon kiven lekrin bo v'ate hayas bebeisi. We don't say that there's a dependency on these two chiyuvim. V'loy aminon. About the Yasa Bevesi, that's not being fulfilled. This is where Rashi mentions that Rabbi Yosi Bevesi Yisera Dorish, the Tikkun, the Mikha Bevesi Trey Zimni, Vata Yasa Bevesi, Kol Yimei Megar Armalusich Bevesi. And that's where Rabbi Yosi sees that's a separate thing, which is not contingent. The two are not contingent on each other. the Efetachim Mizainis still applies. According to Marbav Ashi, they're totally Zeh B'Zeh, and if there's no Chiv for that, then there's no Chiv Mizainis.
So are we talking about that the physical, and the person could be very wealthy, own lots of fields, and but doesn't have a physical house? In other words, that if they did have a physical house, the Yerushim aren't allowed to sell it. That she has like a right to stay in the physical house until she goes on to her next stage. Is that what the?
I think so. What's the point of your question? What the first half sounded like that even though he has a lot of money, it's not a monetary
right.
issue.
Right, because yeah. he's able to support her, right? Could be for years, right? Right, but it seems like she has some right that if she was living, like if let's say he rented an apartment. Right?
Okay, that's also a question. What that is? Let's say he wasn't living in a big city; he was living in a, but it wasn't his, right?
Right.
Is that it's not Basie, right? He happened to have been renting it. That's a good question, right? Anyone saw anything on that? Right. It doesn't seem to be a monetary issue over here. It sounds like that his eschivus or the rights that she has is to maintain the way she was living, if the way she was living was in something which was a bias. That's what it is, and if that was not what it was, then she doesn't have those rights. Based on that, you could think of many scenarios to wonder about. I mean, let's say he owns a house, but he was. He was using the Bixie, right? The house that he owns is that's his income, so it was rented to someone else, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas he was living the Bixie. Does this halacha have depend on the fact that it was being used, or the fact that he just owns a bias?
What about if he has a house, but it's mostly owned to the bank with the mortgage?
I guess I have to establish
the halachic
ownership, what that means. I think if I'm not mistaken, I think the understanding of that is even as far as the bank is concerned, that it's owned by the homeowner, and he has a responsibility. It could be that the bank has a shibudim on it, strong lean on it, but I think it's understood that the ownership is by the homeowner.
I think I heard once,
yeah,
a lawyer saying depends on the state on exactly how that works.
Oh yeah, okay, all right.
There's two different issues. It might be that there's some technical ownership, and maybe the title is in the bank's name, mm-hmm. but the person has the right to pay off that loan and keep. The bank doesn't have the right to say, we've decided, we're giving you your equity back and we're taking the house. He has the right to pay off the loan, or the owner has the right to pay off the loan and keep the house. So what's a tullowy in?
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, it's a good channel that we have. That's the shail. Mm-hmm.
And all these cases of the children saying to Bixi, you have to move out, they can't be children of her that she gave birth to, have to be from him, right?
Why are you saying that?
It has to be a different mother.
For a different mother.
Now we're talking about the wife himself. Right?
It's
the wife of the father, but not their mother. Not
right, but now we're not talking about her children, we're talking about her, right?
No, we're talking about... Right, but we're talking about can the wife herself be kicked out of the house?
Right.
And Menachem is trying to say... That she's not the mother of these
Yisomim. Could be either way.
Why not? So his child is the Kibra Avayim child.
That's what I was wondering. How could they do that? It would have to be children not that she gave birth to.
Okay, we don't find this discrepancy. So before we derive the halacha, let's ask the question, okay? Right? That this is the halacha, right? This is the monetary aspect of it, that there is no responsibility here, right? That's what we're saying over here, right? There is no responsibility over here. Now this is a different question, that at this point let's say this. So the father husband died, he leaves over his hut, right? And so as far as it's next, she has no right to live over here. Right, and she decides she wants to live over there. She could go back to her father's house. Right, that's an option. That's an option. So, you know, this is a question over here. Kibud Av V'Aim. Right, the halachas in Hilchos Kibud Av V'Aim. Whether a child's mechuyav to spend money, you know, in what situations over here. We're not talking about she has no place to live. She has a place to live. And she can go back to her father. The issue is whether she has the right, in the monetary aspect, rights to live in this place. And so I'm saying that she doesn't have the rights. Right? That's what this din is. Right?
And what we're talking about is we're talking really about what's enforceable in Beis Din, right? Meaning that can you force a person to do kibud av v'aim and based on, my child isn't giving me kibud av v'aim?
Right. Okay. Right. So that's what we talking a little bit about that. You see that over here about matan tzchora. I misessed it. Matan tzchora is nechta v'tzida. That's in Kaifen. A little about that. That was right in the sugis before. Yeah. Right.
I mean, similarly, let's also talk about a case that might be common. Let's say they were living in a hut, and the father dies, and she's got three small children. Now there's an apitropis, right? There's an apitropis on these things. I mean, now he has to decide: can I allow the wife to live here? With the nichse of the yesomim. Mm-hmm. So what's his decision? He's got an obligation to the yesomim. So what's the thing? But she's got three small children. I mean, they're not going to move her away from her children. Wherever they send her, they're going to send her children too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, I assume.
Okay. That's a good question. Good child. Right. So this is beyond. This is an advanced situation. Right. What you would do over there? But okay, but we're just bringing to light a little bit over here that. Like Michael's saying, this is the Chosh Mishpot of it, right? And then, the Kibud Av V'Aim, so you have to really see what's going on, what's the situation over here. I mean, if it's a question of she has no other place to be, okay, that might have a bearing. Sugin is not necessarily talking about that. It would sound like that. Then the Iker Sugin is so much. She has a place. She could go back to her father. That would be the other option. Now Bechlau, one could take a wonder over here. That I mean, granted that this is what's the Naktuba basically Bixi. But Hogufa Kash, I mean, why was it that Chazal set it up like this? Right? Why? How do you understand that? Why is it? Right? I mean, if the idea is that she should have the right to remain living there, so fine. So, what's the difference? What it was? Right?
How would you write it if you wanted to include a Bixi in the Ksuba?
But I don't think. I mean, probably if there was no other way to write it, and that's how that word got there, I don't think that we would have taken out Bixi from it, right? We would have omitted Bixi, right? So it sounds like it was. I mean, of course, you have to understand that it was deliberately written in this way, whatever the deek is, in order to exclude Bixi, Right? So we know that was Chazal's intention.
The second word.
But whatever the deek would be. Yeah, right. Right? So this definitely was intention of the chiva of Chazal.
It just seemed to me from the, I don't know, maybe I got it.
Yeah.
From the, but it seemed to me that the Yorshim didn't have to sacrifice their reasonable living conditions in order to have the wife live with them. That's how it seemed to me that's
where it comes from. Yeah,
that's what I think I got. I mean, saying that's
the basis over here. We're talking about a situation where the Yorshim are living in this. And
if he leaves a small cramped dwelling, she must vacate it in favor of the heirs. That's how he.
Right. Now. Being that's so again, we could be mistopic, right? That do we need that situation? Or that's just initially how it was set up? You know, what I mean to say is that let's say the Yorshim, you know, have their own houses, right? They're already grown people and they're not living in the Biksa. She was living in the Biksa over here, right? So it's not a question of compromising their living quarters. Would that make a difference or not? I mean, the original takana was set up based on that, but today that's what it is, right? So it's not dependent on the practical inconvenience that they're suffering.
And it's also hard to understand, meaning if they were all living there when the father was alive, now he's dead, there's one less person there. So what? Does she? Maybe she takes up more room when he's not around. I'm not saying, I don't mean that in a physical, I mean in an emotional sense. Maybe in an emotional sense, when she's not married to him and now she's an extra person in the house, maybe. I don't know.
A comforting thought for the Shiva. Got more room.
We got more room. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see over here. Zotim more of less hilchos like Ma'abar Vashi. The aloche over here is not like Ma'abar Vashi, and therefore she has mizaynus. Now, see here also, right? A similar kind of question that we asked before, that why would Chazal make a dependency over here? Right, between the two things, like, you know, granted, okay, let's say we explained, you know, what the issue of Basi and Bixi is, right? And so we understand, you know, it's a question of the Yoshim, uncomfortable for them. Right, you know, so she doesn't have that right. But as far as mizaynus are concerned, why should that be dependent on this? Right, but actually, see, right, he understands that's what the Tanakh Suba is. Right, so like we mentioned before, okay, granted, like, you know, that's what it's there. Right, but what would be the explanation why Chazal would depend the one on the next? You know, mizaynus.
Moshe Friedman said on the tape, he said that. Yeah. If you have four people living in a house, you make food. To make food for one more person is not so much more money. But if you have to make food and deliver it to her, it's more expensive to prepare and deliver the food to her. It's a much more of a, not just the tircha involved, but the expense of the food itself. It's not just adding some more water to the soup. It's like you have to prepare something extra. I don't know, that's what he said.
Oh yeah?
It's more expensive dollar-wise.
Okay. Because that's giving us some kind of understanding why, or how it affects. Okay, very good. Shkoyach. Zot mo amar av Nachman amar Shmuel. Tovulino siv nisbaisa ein lo mizoynis. Now let's see if we understand these halachas over here. Tovulino siv nisbaisa ein lo mizoynis. That someone offered to marry her, and she agreed. Ein lo mizoynis. At that point, she loses mizoynis. Ein lo mizoynis. The Yoshim, at that point, are not mechuyev to give him a mizoynis.
Even though it might be another year until they get married.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Zot gemoro, hol lo nispaiso, yesh lo mizoynis. It's a question, right? Rashi says. Let's see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Vinispaiso, sulo kvinim be megre amonusech. Once she already agreed to a shidduch, right? That's what Rashi says. That's where this comes from. That the chiyev is only kol's man megra amunusech, that she's tied to her husband. Once someone else comes into the picture, that's we'll see. At this point, the Gemara seems to be saying that it's totally on a shidduch, agreeing to shidduch. We'll see in a moment about that. Then it's loy kareem be mega amunusech. Now on that thing Mora says, so Rashi holoy nispaiso yeishlo bitmiyo, that it would be meduyik from what he's saying that if she did not agree to the offer, then she still has mizoynis bitmiyo. That's a question. Afil ena kova machmas kovet bailo elo shloy hoyo toivo hogunlo. That means that it's a davar pasha to the Gemara that if she turned down a shidduch because she felt that it wasn't fit for her personal stature, wasn't. So nothing more holds for a davar pasha that she should lose mizoynis at that point. Now that l'chayra is based on the fact that. The fact that if she would have agreed, you understand that it's not a megra amanusech. So the fact that she didn't agree to that, so that's why she loses her mizoynis. Meaning to say, and it said let's hear what this is. See, how do we understand this over here? When she turns it down, the mere fact that she was offered, it's not megra al manusach anymore. Is that the reason? Well, if that was the reason, then it shouldn't depend on why she turned it down. And that's what we want to understand over here is that what's the pshat in this? Right?
She has to have shown that she's interested in getting remarried. She put out her shidduch resume. She went to Shatanim. If just some guy goes over and says, I want to marry you, and she says no, and she's going to lose her mezonos because of that, then the Yisomim can make a trick and hire Joe to go over and offer to marry her. And obviously, Joe is not a good shidduch. It's very clear.
I think there's a Yerushalmi about that, right? You saw Shannon bring a Yerushalmi about that. That in a Hanami, I think there was such a case, and they found out later that the Yisraelim did that, and set it up, and therefore they retracted. But what we want to understand over here is the Ikar Halacha over here. What is it, right? Tavuli Nasei. So the halacha in the Gemara, like we'll see in the Hemshech HaGemara, the Gemara is masking to this cash. And the Gemara says, Omer Rav Anan, the Didim, if Yisho, Lei, Minod, Mar Shmuel, Omer Machmas, Pliny, Baili, Yesh, Lo, Mizoynis. If she turned down the Shidduch because it wasn't Lefi, Kvoide, of her husband, then she still has Mizoynis. Machas, Bidom, Shein, Mugonim, Lo, Ein, Lo, Mizoynis. So, what is the understanding over here? What is the condition that she stops getting mizoynis? Rashi before said that she gets mizoynis kol zman we could it fulfills the kol megra amanusa. Kol Mega Amanusach would seem to be Kol's man, that she's attached to her old husband, and there is no one else in the picture. Now what is cool? Someone else is in the picture here. Right? If it's the mere fact that she was offered the shidduch, so then what's the difference? Why she turned it down? I just want to clarify. Right? Now if when she turns it down, so there is no one else over here, and she's still shaykh to her husband. So what's the difference why she turned it down, right? Even if it was for her own reasonings. As one knows, and there's in the case when she turns it down because of her own reasonings, right? Why is it that she loses mezainis? Is that because it's not Megar al-Manusach anymore? Is that the pshat? We need to make a difference between the two cases over here, right? So when she turns it down because of her own reasons, right, is the reason why she loses the mezainis is because it's not Megar al-Manusach anymore, even though she turned it down, but the mere fact that she was offered it.
What's the other side?
Well, what we need to differentiate between what's the reason why she turned it down.
Right. So you said, is it because it's not more Megar al-Manusach, or?
So the other side would be, is that even though it is, but from the fact that because she turned it down, so that causes her to lose it, even though it really is Megar al-Manusach. And is that, how do you understand over here?
I do not understand the second side.
Mm-hmm. Now, the reason why you don't understand it is because you don't feel that she did something wrong by turning down, right? So why should she lose it if Lamaisa, is that where you're coming from? Right? Okay, so when you say you don't understand the second side, based on what? Why do you...
I guess I understand the first side, so I don't understand the second side.
Okay. Well, see, what we're just trying to understand that was that we have two scenarios over here where she turned down an offer. One case she still gets mezainis, one case she doesn't get mezainis. And we're trying to understand what is the difference. Now, on the one hand, we know that the ikar chiv mezainis is depending on that the lashon is kol megar al-Manusach. Kol zman that she's living as an almona, she gets mezainis from her husband. So the same have to give her from the nechos that the husband left. So that's a criteria. And if at whatever point we wouldn't consider that megar al-Manusach anymore, then the chiv mezainis doesn't exist. So that could be a reason why mezainis stops. That's what Rashi mentioned before. However, what we need to know is that what causes the Megar al-Manusach to stop? Because
isn't it that Megar al-Manusach, she still feels connected? She still feels connected to her husband.
Okay.
So even if a shidduch comes, she says no, I don't want because I'm still connected to my husband. It's not for me, but. But if she's already open to shidduchim, and she's disconnected from her husband, she says, "I just don't want that. That's not good for me. That shidduch is not good for me. Not because I'm connected to my husband anymore, because that one's not good for me." Then she lost it. Isn't that what it is?
Okay. That's an explanation. That's an explanation.
Seems like that way.
That's exactly how it
was. That's how I understood Rashi.
I thought that's, yeah, I thought so.
Seems like Rashi is saying that also.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Shlomo wasn't right.
What? That's how I also understand.
Oh, okay.
Is she in the parsha or not in the parsha? Yeah. Right? Yeah. Not if she.
I mean, she. Well, I mean, it sounds like she's definitely in the parsha, right? Isn't that what it is? I mean, she's.
No, well, it's the first case, they offer her shidduch, and she says, "No, I'm not interested. I'm not in the parsha."
Oh, that's what it means.
That's how I understand.
I'm not interested in getting married because I'm still connected to my dead husband.
Right. She's an Avelis, essentially.
Oh, that's not, so even though Avelis Baila means that it's not just this specific Shidduch.
No, oh, she's
that's how one
does it. Mama's Tony Bali. I'm still connected to my dead husband. That's how I
even if it's 3 years later. It could be 3 years later.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, there's some people 30 years later they're still in the morning.
Okay, very good, very good. Okay, so then that's how you understand. So Kovat Bali means an indication of how whether she's interested in getting married at all. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. Very
good. That's what
English says. I know someone who says the husband passed away quite a few years ago. She said, I'm not getting married yet until my last son gets married. I'm not interested.
That's not necessarily covered Bali. That's a different thing.
Yeah, it's a different thing.
She's not interested. She says it's bad for her kids to bring in another man into the house, and it's going to be.
Okay, but she's not interested in any shidduchim.
She's refusing any shidduchim. That's the same concept of refusing any shidduchim, but it's not machlas.
Right. But.
The question is, how would it be?
I'm not sure. If it's not
okay. She's not. Okay, that's the question
over here.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Right. Very good. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling. Let's see. Zok the Gemara. The Gemara's kasha was that the original memory was only if she agreed. In fact, why is it totally in agreement? So according to this, that what the Gemara's question is that what's the difference whether she agreed or not? But the fact that she is interested in getting remarried, that already, you know, it ends the Mega Amanusach. Right? That's what the Gemara is saying. Right? So on that, the Gemara answers that the difference is Hogufa, right? If the reason why she didn't agree is Gufa because she's talking not interested in getting married, then
she's still kosher, she's still attached to her dead husband.
Mm-hmm. Right, very good. Zog to Gemara. Omar Rav Chisda. Zinso ein lo mezoinis. If she's mizana, ain't lo mizonis. Now, what's the basis of this? It would take a sound like from this Gemara
that's same shorish.
What?
They have the same shorish.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah.
But what's the reasoning over here? Right? Zinsa ain't lo mizonis. Right? It would seem like that this is an indication that, you know, she's moving on.
She doesn't feel the attachment to her husband. She's looking for other men.
Yeah. Om Rav Yosef Kichlo Pirkusa Ein Lo Mizaynis. So the Gemara like this: Man Domar Zinto Koshken Kichlo Pirkusa. Kichlo Pirkusa is making efforts to advance. Is if you hold Zinsa is already a reason to end the Meger Amanusich, is Koshkin Kichlo Pirkusa. Madam Kichlo Pirkusa, was Zinsa Islo. My time a Yetzer Onso. That a Zinsa does not necessarily indicate that she's ready to move on. A Yetzer Onso in that. It's not an indication of her status, right? That's what it is. That's we look at it at a zinsa as a one time episode.
Would it make a difference if she was zinsa once, a zinsa multiple times?
Okay, that's a good question. More than seem to make a difference. So it's possible that
because you're emphasizing that was a one time thing, the Yitzhar got a hold of her, but.
Mm-hmm. Okay, listen, but I think that we hope that we look at our actions also as a multiple one time action. Zok to Gemara. Let's see Rashi. Zok Rashi. Kichlo Pirkusa Gal Yidaita Dloy Machmas Kovet Bailo Ma Keves Li Nosei.
These are things you do to prepare to try to get a shuv. To try to get men to be a noticer.
Right, and we're assuming that that's a like a logical conscious decision as compared to Zinsa, which is giving into her Yetzirah.
That's right.
But it sounds like from Rashi that she's doing more than just making herself up. It's not just the fact that she made herself up.
What's the ma'akvan? I was expecting Rashi to say that once she starts doing this, so, you know, even before people ask her, we see that she's ready to move on. Rashi seems to be explaining this is that she said no, or there's some kind of ma'akva linose, which is being expressed, and the kichlo pirkisa is helping us understand what that's based on. Meaning to say that Shitaka turned someone down.
No, that's not how I read the Rashi.
Yeah, okay, yeah, how do you read Rashi?
Which Rashi?
Kichlo pirkisa. Mm-hmm. That she's revealing that she by doing these actions, she's showing that she's making a conscious effort to try to find another shidduch.
And you're right.
She's showing that she's no longer.
No, I agree. I agree with you.
Right.
The question is that Rashi says,
the only reason why she's not married is not because she's holding back because she's still attached to her dead husband. The only reason she's not married yet is because she didn't find the right one yet. But she's making an effort to try to get remarried.
So did was she offered shiduchim or not?
What's not kevis? So why is she not kevis?
Regardless, if she did, in other words, she's showing an interest.
Right. We just want to have translated.
It's not because of the husband's cover that she's.
But she is delaying. She's pushing off the marriage. She's not kevis, but it's not because of the covet of the Baal.
Right.
So what does that mean? What's she pushing off? She sounds like she's being offered a shidduch and she turned it down.
She wants, that's not the right one for her.
Oh, yeah. So that's the point. It's not just the fact that she made herself up.
Yeah.
It's the fact that she was offered a shidduch, she turned it down, and we see she's making herself up.
But not specifically
that you need that offer.
It sounds from Rashi that you do. Because that's why he has the lashon. No, I mean that's the.
Right, that's what he wants to know what Rashi means over here with the ma'akvel inase.
Ma'akvel inase means that is we see that she's not married, right? That could be either because she had no opportunity, or that she turned them down. That's Rashi isn't saying that she's not married, right?
Oh, okay,
and but the fact that she's she typed out her resume,
yeah.
Right? You know again, I think it goes: is she in the parsha or not in the parsha? The fact that she's doing that shows that she's interested, and for whatever reason, she's not married. Doesn't indicate that she's not interested in being married, and therefore she loses the support.
Right. She's interested in getting married, but you can't read just the last two words of the Rashi. You have to read the whole phrase. Delo machmas bod bala ma'akva ma'akevas linasi. It's not because of the covet of her bile anymore that she's refraining from getting married. It's because she didn't find the right one. She kichlo pircha.
But for whatever
she's
reason,
she's looking, but it's
but,
not.
But for whatever reason, she didn't find it. Either nothing was offered, or something was offered and she wasn't interested. Oh, I don't think that's Rashi's right. Addressing that.
Right.
Okay, let's see further over here. Zok to Gemara.
Shidduchim is always tough.
I mean, the Chori, you admit, she has to be going outside. She's not just, she's making herself inside. She's making herself up and going out and showing herself off that she's on the market.
Yeah.
But you would say even without any offer, she would lose. Just that she put herself on the market, she's going to lose her mazonos without any offer.
Sounds like it.
Okay.
Right.
Well, I don't know. Okay.
She's not in.
That's all she did.
What?
She did kichel and pirkas, and she went out and tried to show that I'm ready to look at it. She's trying to attract attention from men to try to get married.
Yeah, Galia does.
But at the end, I think we say that she still gets him. So.
No, late heel soon.
Don't
okay.
go like any of these things.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
don't
feel so
okay. Yeah, don't feel so bad, right. She gets it. She wants her business.
Let's talk about the less hilch to Chayin Shmaitzel. Elo. Elo. The Pashtik Gemara is mashma the following. Ki Chayin Shmaitzel. Elo. Elo ki hod omar av Yehuda omar Shmuel hativaz suboz bevezen ein lo mezaynis. That when does she stop getting? Only if she's tivaz suboza. She's when she makes a collection.
Or she gets married.
What was that?
Or she gets married.
Mm-hmm.
Even
mm-hmm.
if she's never Torah Lektuba, if she gets married, she loses her presence.
Okay, right. Mm-hmm. Hatevas, right, so he's probably talking about when she's not married, right? Oh yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm. Tevas, Tubos, Mebez, and Ein Lo Mezonis. Let's just see the Gemara. Beloy Fekim Vosanyo, Mochruk, Tubos, Meshkin oksubos, she sold her ksuba, she used it as a mashkin, also ksubos apoitiki, la'achem, she used the ksuba as an apoitiki, a place to make a collection, ein lo mezaynis. That's the Brice says. Now all these things are ways of really using the monetary power of the ksuba, and therefore we view this as some form of a collection. Hanayin abol tevas loy, but the mere fact that she's teveh her ksuba is not chutz fakir from Shmuel. So it's more no. Hani ben bebezdin ben shloi bebezdin tevas ksuba also is dafko bebezdin in shloi bebezdin loy.
That's explaining why this case of tevas ksuba is not listed in the brisa.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that it's not listed is not because it's not true; it's because it doesn't belong in that brisa because it's a different category.
Very good. Very good. Let's see Zokrashi. Zokrashi also ksubos apoytiki. Karka miyuchel ksubos also apoytiki lebal choiv shelo. Right, that karka which was where her ksuba would have been collected from, she used that as a apoytiki for money that she borrowed. Hanayin.
She has control over the karka to make an apoytiki.
I mean, she's using it for whatever her power is.
She has over it till now. She's giving over that power.
Right, and as I said, at the point,
it's not in her control. It's in the Yerushim's control.
Yeah, but it was in her ksuba.
It was designated for her ksuba. It wasn't given to her yet.
Yeah, right.
But if the person accepts it, she's making a deal with someone.
So he's only going to have it, you know, in
as
the event.
Hirsho
Ameis. That's the, you know, that's. Uh-huh.
Can she do that while she's married?
That's her. She has that power right now, right? If her power in it right now is right that we saw before, she could sell it, you know. But that's what it is, you know.
So if she does any of these things and then her husband dies, she doesn't get mezonos, even if she does it while she's married. Pashas, I learned this price we're talking about after the husband dies, then she's machlik subas mashkina asafal.
No. What this is? What while.
If she did any of these things while the husband's alive,
right?
Would she also lose mezonos when the husband dies?
Yeah. What would the difference be?
Okay, that's not. I understood that machlok subasa is after her husband died.
I don't think it's.
It doesn't make a difference.
Totally, okay. I wouldn't think it's totally.
Okay.
Because
we're discussing, we should have listed Tavas Ksubasa Bevezin. So then I could have given a different teretz. I can say Hadi Bein Bechayi Balo Bein Beachar Meis Balo. But the Tavas Ksubasa is only discussion Achar Meis Balo.
Okay, I hear that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, I wouldn't have thought there's a difference. So the Morhani in the fisher hen giboy ksuba, avol tfiya loy, right? Dafko forms of collecting ksuba, using the money power of the ksuba right now. That's in form of collection. That's when that's when she loses her mezainis. Now let's talk just to speak that through, that even that, why is that so? Let's say fine, the husband dies, she collects her ksuba. Why does she lose mezainis now? Why taka is that so?
When she collects the ksuba?
Yeah.
Because when she collects the ksuba is finished, and mezainis is a tanai ksuba.
Okay, so you're saying that it has to do with the idea of the tanai ksuba, right? And once the ksuba itself is paid off, so all of its responsibilities fall off.
Close the file.
It seemed much more like that when they had the machlokes between Rav and Ravim, where they talked about that piraun ends everything. No.
Mm-hmm.
End all.
Right.
Can she refuse to take the ksuba?
That's the machlokes between Galil and Yehuda. We had that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yerushalayim and Galil. They said that she cannot. She can refuse, and Yehuda she can't. That's Gemara there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we had back on the Gimel about. If she's makor haksuba, whether there's been in dichmin or other stuff, right? That was the question over there.
Right.
Makor zozah is that yesh haksuba is that we talk about makor, we talk about machelis, we talk about all those things. Now we're discussing this price is about similar things, but it's discussing whether she gets mezonos.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Are they tali zavazel? They're not tali zavazel. When there's mezonos that's been in dichmin, there's no mezonos.
Didn't we have that question back here?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Hold on a second. Didn't we have it over here? Malchus kuzel lebella ein la mezonos. Amar right?
She's a malchus kuzel lebella ki malchus lebella. Malchus kuzel lebella ein la subas ben dichmin.
Right, just before the wide lines. The commander of Chizda V'yasi V'kamar, right? And they said, this is a... Right. And that Rashi says that's talking about that Al-Manusa. There are those who want to say that's talking B'chai Bala, but then the question is that if you hold that Mezonos is Doraisa B'chai Bala, then you have a problem. So it's a question of how you hold on that. But,
right, so let me hear, what are you heading at to ask?
So we had this, we already had this issue. That's so we had this issue, so then what are we talking about now?
Now it's talking about Mocheres Ta'achirim.
Oh.
That was the Bible.
Okay, got
right
it.
When she said Mochel to her Bible, she showed a total lack of respect for the Tzibah.
Right, that's the difference. This is Mochel. You're right, that's the difference. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. Now let's just speak at this over here. That... There's a shan l'vishayinim when the Mordechai says less hilchas of kohani shmeitza. There's a toisus over here. You see the third toisus. Toisus akulu koi bar mitavua linosing. At to tavua linosing that she loses. Right? When the Mordechai says less hilchas kohani shmeitza, then the Mordechai seems to be saying that only if she makes the collection in Bez, then she loses her ksuva. Taisa says that no, the Gemara doesn't mean to paskin not like the halacha of Tavulino. Say, dahu adifo.
The only ones left after you remove this one is Zinsa and Kichla Perchusa.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was three things that I thought were included in the last level. So now, if you take that off, those are the only two.
Right. Now, Taisu says that the reason for that is, Dike Kolhani Davko, if Kolhani is Davko, the Koinamit Fulunot saying includes that, Im Ken Kasha du Shmuel Ad Shmuel, that will have a contradiction in Shmuel. So therefore, Taisvis says, and this halacha over here, Taisvis understands that this should be to go together. This is a memory from Shmuel, our last memory. We know Shmuel. At last, it was a bezin ain lo mizaynis. So therefore, Tosfos says that is still remains la halacha, and so therefore, Maskana Sagamora, there's really two ways that she lose the ksuba, right? Either the tevas ksuba asbebezdin, or tovuli nase. Like the Gemara explains that if it's machmas anoshim sheinam ugoim, is which according to what we explain what that means is that. If she really is interested in getting married, it's just that she feels this is not the one, then she's detaching herself, moving on from her husband, and then Chitaka does lose mezainis, even without a tfiyas ksuba. However, there are other rishonim, is that this is takadavka. And these two memories of Shmuel, even though Shmuel taka holds that both of these things, but we pass in like this memory of Shmuel, not like that memory of Shmuel. And therefore, even if it were to be tavuli nase, the halacha is that she doesn't lose her mezainis.
Even why, that means it, why would it be kasha the Shmuel and Shmuel according to Tosfos? Why is it, as you just said? You can say the two different statements of Shmuel and
okay, so that's a point that has to be worked out. Why Tosfos feels that these two, that because of the way the Gemara explains Shmuel's memra, you can't divide the two things. Right. Mm-hmm. Right, so that you have to cheshbon nice. That's a point that you're raising. Akoponim, so just want to mention that's a shail in the Rishonim, Maskanas HaGemara, when the Gemara says that the Hilchsa less kohani, that's a shail whether it's dafka or lav dafka. I think we have to hold over here for now. Alright. Yes, so Be'ez Hashem said, "Dishmaya Taka, entering into the new year, Be'ez Hashem, everyone should have great Siyata Dishmaya to continue the great involvement in the Mekor HaChaim, the Kihem Chayenu, the Limud HaTorah that everyone has been expressing till now, right? Knowing and living that this is really the source of everything. It's what's the source of all bracha that Be'ez Hashem we should all be zeichet to in this upcoming year.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.